morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. A fine good morning to you, Mary.
And top of the morning to you too, Jonathan.
Well, you weren't in Ireland, but you were recently in Paris.
Yes, so while I was messing around in Paris, it sounds like you've been exploring other countries via wine.
It's true. You know, a while ago, Kati and I were in Total Wine and More, and we saw a bottle of Bulgarian Sauvignon Blanc. We thought, it's $10, gotta see what that's about.
Why not?
And very respectable, and it was from a company called Bulgariana, and there you have
not?
It.
Of course.
Bulgariana, one of the other. And so I was at Grand Cru not too long ago, and a rep came by with a whole bunch of these wines to taste, from a very simple white blend to a Sauvignon Blanc varietal to a Cabernet, and some really interesting things.
What did you think?
Well, Bulgaria, like all of the former East Bloc countries, used to make tons and tons of horrible wine at the Soviet state winery, basically, and they made just terrible wine. Now, decent winemakers are coming. They have no lack of decent property. They've been growing grapes there since Homer was a boy. So basically, there's no reason they shouldn't make good wine. These were from Thrace, which is, you know, the western Bulgaria, a bit of Greece and a bit of Turkey.
Okay.
The white blend, perfectly nice. Thracian Valley Chardonnay, 60%. Sauvignon Blanc, 20%. Riesling, 10%. Gewürztraminer, 10%. Very fruity.
Huh.
Yet it didn't represent the blend, you know. I thought this was very nice. It was $10 and worth exploring, a nicely made wine. The Sauvignon Blanc, the varietal, I liked a little bit less. It was the same price, but it didn't taste like Sauvignon Blanc. It was a good wine, but it really didn't taste like either French Sauvignon Blanc or New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
That tasted like Bulgarian Sauvignon Blanc.
Exactly, so touche.
Did you come across any grapes indigenous to Bulgaria?
Aha, nice of you to ask. So the Bulgariana indigenous blend was a blend of 5% Reuben, hello Reuben, and also 95% Mavrud, Mavrud.
Okay.
7 months on new French oak. It was called the Imperial Red Blend. Good fruit, good tannins, $13, really decent price, and a nice long finish. I was impressed, actually. The Syrah Cabernet Sauvignon blend, 50-50. New oak, 8 months. More bold and intense. Much sharper, though. And I thought that could sit for a while, maybe, or be decanted for about a day. I thought the Bulgarian Imperial blend was more interesting.
It sounds interesting.
These are all inexpensive and worth exploring and great conversation pieces. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.